The Pat Kenny Show
with MasterCard. Share in extraordinary experiences all over the world with priceless cities at priceless.com.
This is News Talk.
Jonathan Healy in for Pat Kenny. My next guest took inspiration for her new novel from stories she heard while taking a local history walking tour of Drogheda. Nicola Cassidy's The Nanny at Number 43 digs into a grisly subject, that of infanticide in Ireland in the 19th century. Nicola, good morning.
Good morning.
It sounds dark.
It is a little bit. Let's be honest.
Let's go back to the walking tour. What story did you hear?
I heard a story of a baby that was found in a suitcase under a bed. And it was belonging to a young woman who had obviously had her baby and didn't want anyone to know. And her only option, she felt, was to hide the baby under the bed. And when I looked into it, I found that this was not just the fact that it was hidden in a suitcase, but the fact of hiding babies and disposing of babies in the 19th century was quite a common occurrence in Ireland, infanticide. And it was, they were left in all different places. They were left in ditches and vegetable patches. Babies who were not wanted were done away with regularly, from what I found.
And how did we as a society deal with that at the time? I'm presuming it was hell and opprobrium on the woman.
Yeah, women were always blamed, but they were looked at with a little bit of sympathy. If they could tell that it was the mother who had killed the child, around a lot of babies were found and they couldn't trace them. But if they were found when they knew that the mother had been the murderer, they were actually rarely, they might have been prosecuted, but they rarely went to jail or anything. They were looked at with sympathy.
Okay, so that kind of gave you a little bit of inspiration to dig around and to find out more about this particular
practice. My book is fiction now. It's a different type of story, but it opens with the finding of two babies' bodies in a suitcase. So that is my opening chapter. So I took inspiration from this kind of research that I had found. And it's a nanny story. But it is based in truth, and that there are many recorded cases of babies being found like this.
Yeah, so we're not in Mary Poppins territory here.
Absolutely,
the nanny at number 43 is a very different kind of nanny, is she?
Yeah, and the inspiration I took from the nanny was from two sources, really UK sources. One was Amelia Dyer, who was thought to have murdered 400 babies in the UK in her time.
Was she a nanny?
She was what they called a baby farmer. So she would take in unwanted babies, because we have to remember what it was like for all these babies being born out of wedlock. And she would take in children and say she was rehoming them and giving them, it's almost like the way pets are nowadays, you know, giving them into like a sanctuary.
And she killed,
and she was killing them.
Children.
Yeah, she was disposing of them. And the way that she was found was she had wrapped a baby in some sort of newspaper or print that had her address on it. And it was found in a river and it was traced back to her, and she was prosecuted.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so that's my basis of the nanny. That's one of the stories I took.
I mean, we're talking about Victorian Ireland here, aren't we?
This is Victorian times, yeah. The book is set in 1880 in Drogheda, and it's quite a gothic type of dark tale, but it's taken inspiration from truth. And if you think of the Victorian dark kind of very secretive society, very prim and proper, and, you know, nobody stepped out of the norms either. So that's where I've taken the inspiration from.
Your descriptions of Drogheda in the novel, because I mean they have to be as colourful as they are.
Yeah, and
they?
I really enjoy that part, because Drogheda was a very busy town back in the 1880s. We had a very active and bustling port. There was a steamship that was leaving for Liverpool every day. A lot of people were coming from the west of Ireland into Drogheda to go on to the UK and over to America. So it was a very busy place, quite a lot of wealth around. But the landscape and the streetscape hasn't changed. So it was very easy for me to recreate the novel. And the novel is based in a true house, number 43 Lawrence Street.
Oh, so the house is there?
Yeah, it's there.
Oh,
yeah,
so there was genuinely
a family there. So the advert I took, the basis of the story was a true advert that I found in the Drogheda Conservative 1880, looking for a respectable woman to care for a motherless child. And my nanny is not very respectable.
No, she's not, as the story plays out. So the idea of just abandoning children, I mean, when you did the historical research on this, were you, I mean, it must have been very upsetting for you, because I know
I've got two small children myself, and people say to me, especially when I was pregnant, that I couldn't read anything to do with any harm to children. So I was quite careful to write this in a way that I would be able to read it, because I wasn't setting out to write something grisly for the sake of it. I wanted to write a good story, and I wanted to have something based in truth. So I was very careful. It's not a grotesque type of book, and it's not a lot of true crime. I think it's almost like grisly entertainment. That's not what I'm about, but So I was very careful around that, especially having two small children myself.
Yeah, and you've written two books now. This is book number two. Book number one was called
December Girl.
December Girl, and you wrote both of them after you had your
yes,
kids.
So yeah.
Normally you get too busy to do anything when you have children.
I just needed the break.
Was this respite? It was.
Yeah, it was for me. Yeah, I've always used writing as kind of a way of expressing myself, and I find actually when I was ever down, I turned to writing. Not saying that I was down after having my kids, but it was quite a stressful time in my life. And what I used to do was, if there was any sort of break or a nap or something, that I just felt like I wanted to come out with something at the end of the day rather than a pile of dirty nappies. So I would write for an hour, and eventually the idea for the book came, and eventually the aim of getting a book published became my real kind of goal. I compare it to some people run a marathon or some people take on a sport. Mine was to write a book and get it published, and that's what I've done. So my little girl's turning 5 now, and I have the two out now.
Well,
so
we were talking to Caroline Foran in this very chair about this very topic, about how so many young Irish women are now becoming creative writers,
yeah,
and are committing the time and effort to doing it. And the good news is they are getting picked up. Was it easy to get the book picked up?
Yes and no. I got an agent pretty quickly, but the first book was, we found it maybe difficult to place. I went with a digital publisher in the end in the UK, but my second book went with Poolbag, and delighted to be published by Poolbag, who are an Irish publisher. And there's not that many Irish publishers publishing Irish fiction, and we are. It's nice to read an Irish book set in Ireland, you know, with truth behind it. So I think by having the first one out, I had made a little bit of a name. I had put my stuff out there and people liked it. So it was easier to get it the second time around, I think.
Do you plan on more dark stuff? I mean, like, again, the this is almost dark looking at the cover of it.
Yeah.
But is this the genre you're going to go with then?
No, I'm historical fiction. So I just am drawn in by the stories. My next book is the life story of Adele Astaire, who was Fred Astaire's sister and had a great connection to Ireland, and was more famous than Fred Astaire in her day. So, but her story really has been forgotten. So that's my next novel.
And why was her story forgotten?
I really think because she didn't have a film career, so she would have been very big in the 1930s. And when her
as a star,
like a dancing and singing actress, yeah, a stage star. And because she bowed out, she got married, and then she had an amazing story, which I'm going to tell in the book. But because she bowed out just before TV came in, really Fred took off after Adele. So she has an amazing story behind her that it will be out next year.
I can just see it in your eyes. You love the story,
yeah,
don't you?
It has to be the story. So it's not the genre. I'm not driven by genre or by how it's going to be received or anything like that. I'm driven by the story and what, because you spend about 2 years on a book, you know.
Well,
you
spent a lot of time with the nanny from number 43, and she wasn't a great person to be hanging around with.
But you know what? A lot of my darkness goes into her, and then I am bright and breathing myself.
Well, look, that's the way to do it. Nicola Cassidy, the book is The Nanny at Number 43. It's about a tenner bookshop, so it's well worth the summer read, and it's available online as well. Nicola, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks a million.